Paul, team news. What's the synopsis on Dan Gardner and Drew Talbot?
Dan and Drew trained with the first team this morning for the first time, so they come back into a fully fit Chesterfield squad, which with 7 games and a cup final to go is an absolutely great thing for the manager to have. Whether they come back too quick for tomorrow night remains to be seen, but we'll just judge them on training today, and obviously the team's already been picked for tomorrow. You know, whether them lads can break onto the bench remains to be seen.
And just to clarify one thing, that Jamie Devitt can't play tomorrow night.
No, Jamie's not playing tomorrow night, no.
And obviously, Mason Bennett came on second half. How do you think he did on Saturday?
Yeah, Mason done well. He's a really exciting lad. You know, when he come in from Derby, the plan was to give him minutes on the pitch. You know, certainly the minutes on the pitch he's had, including the Plymouth game away, have been very, very encouraging. You know, the likelihood is that Mason will start tomorrow night, so... You know, our fans can look forward to seeing Mason's home league debut for Chesterfield tomorrow.
You decided where, yeah, either a striker or as one of the attacking three?
Yeah, I've decided where.
Good man. Any knocks from Saturday at all? Is it general tiredness? Or
yeah, like I was just saying in our iPlayer interview, you know, you'd be telling lies if you didn't think the lads were feeling tired and jaded and all the different stuff that goes on in football, but it's the people who can pick themselves up quickly and have the strongest minds to go again. We've got no time to feel sorry for ourselves with a bad result or two, with any type of fatigue or tiredness, because you've got to be able to dig into your stomach and fight. And tomorrow night is a massive game for this football club. In my opinion, it's a lot bigger game than Wembley on the Saturday. It's a game that you can't must win, because there's no manager can come on here and say, we must win tomorrow night, because you're heaping pressure on your players. We must play well.
So tomorrow night, sorry, Paul, is bigger than, say, Saturday's game as well?
For me, it is, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, without a shadow of a doubt, for me, it is, yeah. Yeah, it is, because promotion, in my opinion, must come before any type of Wembley. If we were to win at Wembley and not promoted, how would the club feel? I know how I'd feel, so I don't need to answer the question.
On regards to Saturday's game, did you feel it was a little bit flat at all?
Not first half. I thought we equipped ourselves well first half. I thought we were comfortable in the game, very comfortable. I didn't think Mansfield were offering anything in terms of chances against us or a threat. We didn't play particularly great on a very difficult day, very windy day, very bumpy pitch, etc. You know, but certainly second half we seemed to slip off it. The substitutions didn't really inject what we thought they might inject into us. You know, we did start dropping deeper and deeper, and Mansfield got right on top of us at the end of the game. The last, in my opinion, 10 or 15 minutes, Mansfield were the only team that were going to win it. You know, so is that tiredness and fatigue? Well, you know, that's for other people to answer. You know, does the Plymouth journeys and the Wimbledon journeys and the Cheltenham journeys and the rest of it affect you? Well, maybe it does and it doesn't. But I think now is the time for not making excuses. I think if you're offering people excuses, you're looking for a cop-out. We're not looking for a cop-out. We're looking to win football games to be promoted, and we're looking to go to Wembley and do the town proud.
And you look at Morecambe aside, you're playing on Tuesday, a small squad, and they've got, you know, they're having to rotate the players. Well, they can't rotate the players, can they?
No, Morecambe's had a great season. Jim's done a fantastic job there with Kenny. You know, they're good lads. We look forward to playing against them. They got one over on us this year, you know, in a game up at their stadium. And, you know, tomorrow night, their lads have got to go again. And as I say, it's not a time for, you know, excuses and, you know, cop-outs. It's a time for winners to stand up and be counted. You know, and that's the most important thing in football. Come the end of the season, all around the country, there'll be winners. There'll be people who come close, and there'll be people who've never got there. And sometimes it's in your hands to decide what you want to be.
Is it about getting your players in the squad who sort of make the emphasis on making the squad a bit bouncy, everybody a bit lively, getting the fans involved and everything?
I think that's important for us tomorrow night at the Proax Stadium. I think we've come a long way together in my time as manager at the club. And, you know, at times I've had a bit of criticism, at times I've had a bit of plaudits, at times I've been high, at times I've been low. There's no time for it anymore. Mm-hmm. There's no time for negativity around social medias or the club or anything else. The time is now for action. This is now the time where teams will be promoted. This is time when you will get success. So if things are to happen negatively, they'll happen naturally. They don't have to happen because people want them to happen or want to be negative about stuff. We need every Chesterfield supporter in the ground tomorrow night fully behind the team from the first minute, and we need the team fully behind the supporters, because collectively is how you'll get success.
And it's part of the build-up, isn't it, towards Sunday as well? But
Sunday's irrelevant to me. I know it sounds silly. You know, Sunday's irrelevant. When I wake up on Wednesday morning, I'll think about Sunday.
Yeah.
When I go to bed on Tuesday night, I'll think about nothing other than the Morecambe game. You know, and that for me as a manager of a football club now, being so close to what we're trying to achieve, you know, you can achieve success by winning football games, and we have one tomorrow night. So my only focus is on the game tomorrow night and trying to get a win for Chesterfield Football Club.
You didn't pick Jimmy Ryan on Saturday. What was the reasoning there?
Jimmy will start tomorrow night. Jimmy's been excellent this year. Jimmy's another lad who was given just a tiny break in a game that I didn't think would suit Jimmy at all.
Yeah.
It's a very difficult place to get the ball down and play. When you come up against set pieces against lads who are 3 foot bigger than you, you're going to struggle to edit, aren't you? So we just thought it'd be best for Jimmy to have a break. Jimmy comes back in tomorrow night. He's been a great player for Chesterfield Football Club. He's had an outstanding season. And he'll have a little bit of freshness in his legs. You know, Mason Bennett will start. As you can imagine, there's going to be other one or two other starters as well to make us fresh. Sometimes your best team on paper doesn't have to necessarily be your best team.
Yeah. Ollie Banks came off at half-time. Is he OK?
Yeah, he's fine.
It was just a tactical decision then? It wasn't anything to injury or anything?
No, it wasn't particularly tactical. It just wasn't playing well.
All right.
You know, so
well, that goes down as tactical, apparently. So.
OK, yeah, it does. But again, you know, these things happen in football. You look at Ollie Banks with 9 goals for us this season. Mm-hmm. Coming from a background into this, he's been outstanding. You know, when we've got players like Mason Bennett, Jay O'Shea, and Owen Doyle and Armand on the bench, and you're not playing well, then you're going to suffer. You know, because these lads, we've got to have that competition for places. We've got to have, if you're not at it, someone else will be. And as a manager, I've got to make sure that they all have that opportunity. Sometimes I get it right, sometimes I'll get it wrong. One thing I'll always do, I'll never be scared to make a change. Because I don't fear failure. I never have done since I come into management. It drives me on to be more successful. And when I look at the group of players we've got, I feel any of that group can go on the pitch tomorrow night and do the club proud.
One thing about Banks is the fact is he came in from non-league. He's been brought in, played a lot of games this season, 30-odd league games now. For him to have that sort of consistency, he's going to get inconsistency though, isn't he?
I just think, you know, you've got to remember, players don't play well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Luis Suarez went 5 games without scoring a goal. Sure, Brendan Rodgers didn't think about dropping Luis Suarez, did he?
No,
you know, and this is the thing with football now and again, even for supporters and myself, you know, having more faith and loyalty in your players. Not that I don't have that, by the way, because I certainly do. You know, I've always had that belief in this group. You know, but now and again, we have to stick with them when it's not going so well. Sometimes as a manager, I feel we must win every game. And sometimes probably that's not the correct attitude to adopt as well.
Speaking about players, if selected, Richie Humphreys could make 700. What's your thoughts on his career?
He's had a great career, hasn't he? He's been great for me as a player, coming into my club, and the effect he has on the dressing room has been second to none. I'm, you know, very proud of everything Richie achieves both on and off the pitch, because I think he epitomises everything that's good in football. And we're lucky at our club that we have quite a few lads like that. And I think as a manager, that really does please me, because, you know, dressing rooms are the most important places in a football club. And when you have people like Richie Humphreys in them, I don't think you can really have a bad one.
And if he gets selected at Wembley, because it'll be like a kid in a sweet shop, never played there before.
I think I think for everyone to be selected at Wembley is a special thing, isn't it? For everyone to dream about that. Unfortunately for us, when we go to Wembley on Sunday, we'll have to leave players out. You know, and that's the biggest disappointment for me as a manager, because I don't really have players here who deserve to be left out. Unfortunately, it's how the dice is going to roll on Sunday, but I think one of the important things, the lads who get selected tomorrow night against Morecambe, they're going to have first crack to put a performance on and a show on that says, I want to be there.
Morecambe, very strong team. Where do you think they sit here, obviously, at present? Are they trying to push for promotion, or are they slightly looking over their shoulder a little bit?
I wouldn't say they're doing either. I think they've had a great year. I think it's a long season for all clubs, no matter what club you manage. You're coming to that end of the season now where you want to inject freshness, your players need a lift, etc. And Jim and Kenny have worked with the lowest group, the lowest numerical group all season. Their lads have done them really proud all year. To ask them to go and win 5 or 6 games out of the remaining 8 or 9, in my opinion, is an ask too much. It certainly won't stop the Morecambe lads trying to do it. Asking them to not win any games, to be relegated, I don't think it's going to happen. So I think it'll be a little bit as you were for Morecambe, and I think that'll result in being a fantastic season for Morecambe Football Club.